WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Patrick Lavery. Topping our report this hour, to put a finer point on today's coronavirus numbers, it is indeed the largest daily report of deaths in the state, 379, to bring our total to more than 4,700. But the number of new cases has been leveling off, the rate going down incrementally, despite another 3,000-plus announced today for a tally of more than 92,000 positives. Governor Murphy today tours the third and the newest field hospital in New Jersey at the Atlantic City Convention Center, a 258-bed facility, that capacity just above the first site that opened in Secaucus. A 500-bed facility is open in Edison. These sites have been designed to ease the strain on other hospitals by treating non-COVID patients. We have heard increasing reports of protests and restless New Jerseyans itching to get back to everyday life. But by and large, you like how Governor Murphy is handling the coronavirus crisis. A Monmouth University poll out today shows the governor's approval rating soaring to 71%, up from just 41% last September. Since the 2017 state law took effect, limiting initial opioid prescriptions to a five-day supply, the state has made progress in its fight against substance abuse, according to new reports out of Rutgers.
Based on these reports, we are seeing some reduction in opioid prescribing, which in the long run should hopefully help us with reducing the overdose rate.
Senior investigator Stephen Crystal says at the same time, there's been an uptick in prescriptions of medication-assisted treatment meant to keep people from relapsing. State police are recapping their rescue last week of an apparently suicidal 18-year-old woman they say was making an attempt to jump off a pedestrian overpass of Route 295 in Hamilton, Mercer County. A motorist parked at a nearby scenic overlook attracted the attention of a trooper and told the cop about the woman. He then came to her aid. New Jersey 101.5 presents a town hall focusing on our healthcare heroes this Thursday at 7 p.m. We've gathered together New Jersey healthcare workers, EMTs, and police officers. Hear their coronavirus stories from the front lines. Plus, we'll offer resources to those in need. Listen on your radio, smart speaker, NJ1015.com, or watch it live on our Facebook page. Turn to NJ1015.com for more on New Jersey's coronavirus crisis. Turning chilly tonight, Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 4:07. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
Now that our cold front is through, tonight's weather will be windy and cold. As skies clear, our thermometer dips to around 30 to 35 degrees tonight, so a widespread freeze is possible. In addition, the wind chiller feels like temperature probably ending up in the 20s overnight. Bright sunshine ahead for tomorrow, but it'll stay cool and breezy with highs only reaching the lower 50s. Upper 50s on Thursday. Clouds return. Could be a shower early, and then our next batch of soaking rain will move in late Thursday into early Friday. Hopefully we'll see partial clearing Friday afternoon with high temperatures back to around 60. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Bayonne 51 degrees, Southampton 51, Boundbrook 54. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5.